Hello and welcome to another installment of Randy Plays Games. I am Randy.
Hi, Randy.
And
you're welcome here.
Thank you. In my house.
Oh God! Did I want to do another meeting?
Yeah. And the game is Gamma World.
Oh, good.
And the players are
a Bo,
a Chris,
a Sarah.
Gamma World.
No. Damn it, Joe!
I like apples.
I like turtles. And
I like badgers.
I don't.
Today, this is the third installment, and if you haven't listened to the previous two,
you should probably
go, because this is going to make no sense to you. And if you've listened to the previous two, it will make a little more sense.
thank you for listening.
Oh my God.
I've been playing another this, time. And it doesn't make sense.
So the characters, to refresh your memory, if you haven't heard in about a week, Bo, you are...
I am the Timbletons, a sentient cloud of rats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am Versus Combata. I am a giant, bald female... psychic.
Oh, yeah, and now you're covered in quills.
And now, that's gone. I demutated that.
Jesus Christ!
I have narcolepsy now.
Yeah, you have
now
power.
It's super boring.
Yeah, you've mutated like four times in this game.
Yes,
I've never played with anybody rolling that many ones.
In so long. I know. Right? I want you to roll.
It's like you're rolling an assembly here.
And Sarah,
I'm Hawk. And I'm an electrokinetic hawkdoid who thinks that he is a human Vietnam War vet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is slowly getting more accustomed to the idea of flying. You flew once.
Yeah.
Generally don't like it.
Yeah, but she wrote this horrible Twitter rant about it.
I did. Never again, Delta. Never again. Trash.
Trash.
Trash. Trash. Trash. Trash.
And Joe, you are playing?
I was Jared Padalecki, but I just had a really tough time lately, and after that badger attack, I think
Are you adorable Jewish porn star James Dean?
I think I might be Douglas Fairbanks.
Douglas Fairbanks as embodied by a giant yeti.
Once again, there was typecasting back then, so if you wanted to play, you had to shave.
Yeah.
I loved you on the Mark of Yeti.
So we left off. They had followed some self-destructing robots into this badger-fortified place.
Yeah, we just got our eggs scrambled by two psychic badgers.
And that's where we pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is less disconcerting than going to Highland Mall.
Hey, you can learn there now.
With or without zombie attack.
True.
All right, so it is the top of the round, and Jared Douglas.
Yes, thank you.
Bryce Dallas Howard, we missed that part. Chris is on his fourth mutation, you're on your third personality.
Wait, maybe there's a connection. So, I roll for conspiracy.
I need you to roll a d20 and roll a 10 or higher.
10.
All right. So on your next turn, you have managed to shake off the fear. And Hawk, I need you to roll a d20 and roll higher than 10.
Oh, God. Nope.
Okay, you are still in the grips of a Vietnam flashback.
Man, in the trees.
Versus, I need you to roll and not roll a 1.
This seems unlikely. This will be the one time I roll 20, probably.
Do you want me to blow on that?
18.
All right.
There we go.
You are the one. You are now awake and out of the fear.
And
so.
Probably pissed off.
Yeah. And Templeton, your save against...
15.
All right. So only Hawk is still trapped in her Vietnam flashback.
No one's surprise.
I used my nuclear weapon. I didn't write it down on here, but trust me.
Oh, they have anti-nuclear.
Hey. Oh, this is... This is after the apocalypse. I'd like you to know that nuclear weapon is my god. You cannot just blow it up.
All right. So if someone would scoot that other badger that's behind right up next to you. Yep. That badger moves in on you guys. And whoever's in front, is that Versus and the rats?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm Versus.
That's me. That's Versus
and Rizzo okay. over there.
So they are swinging their flails at you. And Versus, wow, they might have hit you.
Really?
25. Yeah.
Okay, so I have why can I never find this? Okay, so I have 24 armor class.
Okay, then he hit.
By the way, I forgot to say that I am using my my Sentinel Orbiter, which is a piece of mega tech, and gives me a +1 power bonus to AC and reflex until the end of the encounter.
Good to know. So there's a little thing floating around your head that is helping protect you.
Yes.
All right.
Making my AC is now 20.
All right. So, yes, for the first time ever, other than that psychic blast, Versus has been hit.
At the least convenient time it could have happened.
That's probably true, actually. All right. That is 10 points of damage.
So I am negative 6.
You are unconscious, sir.
Aww.
You have been badger beaten.
But I'm so adorable when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Giant brain.
All right. And the other one swings at Templeton. And I'm going to guess that is a miss with a...
miss.
Yeah, 13. Yeah. All right. Now then, Douglas Fairbanks, it is your go.
Douglas Fairbanks, ho! Can I use my hoverboard to just, like, get over them and then hit them with the ranged weapon on
yep.
the other side?
Yep.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Good lord.
Yeah, my range is 10 squares.
Bravely brave Sir Robin.
And your ranged weapon is, remind me?
That one. Is an actual Academy Award.
Oh, okay. From a parallel dimension.
That was stolen from another actor.
Yeah.
That's how we did it back then. It was different days. So, yeah, 18 plus 8,
26. 26 is definitely a hit.
And then this, and then this, and then not impressive. 10.
10 points. Okay. This badger, was that the psychic badger? That's the psychic badger. Seems a little bit tougher than the others.
Oh,
and
boy.
He is not bloodied yet.
That one's a toughie fellow.
He looks exactly the same.
Hawk, would you like to make a save? You know what? That's racist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not all badgers look alike.
They do in the dark.
Is that racist or is that complimentary? I'm not really sure.
Well, it's not like I said they do in the Negro.
That is racist.
So now I have this fear I'm going to be raped by a swarm of rats in the dark.
I would just
you
like
didn't already fear that?
That my
dude, how do you know I already haven't?
My hawk is indigenous to Africa, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
11.
11. You are now out of your Vnom flashback.
Oh.
All right. First.
So,
Versus, you are
here is it.
I didn't come home to a parade.
I came home to a couple fucking badgers.
It's 1993. Snap out of it, hippie.
What do I do?
You bleed.
I bleed?
Yeah, you're okay, just,
so
unco-
I'm just lying.
You're
bleeding.
Unconscious. Templeton.
Oh, well, me. I'm going to go over here and attack this person with my electro staff.
All right. Not a person, it's a badger.
It is a person.
No, they're not people. They're badgers.
Are you saying they don't
they're
have
horrible.
The right to vote?
Horrible, sir.
You know what?
If you
let badgers vote, what's the slippery slope?
Yeah, you know what? Like, I think that they can get married if they want to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, next thing we're going to have badgers marrying yekels, and Gamora will just a mess.
I fail to see the problem.
I'm fine with it as long as they don't rub their badger lifestyle in my face.
Badger pride parade is
That's a crit.
Okay.
So, a 32 with bonus.
That's definitely a crit. Roll.
So we want 3d8. So 68.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. What did you just use?
My electro staff.
Oh, the electro staff. Right.
Let's see. I'm going to add slot attack.
Can you find three dice? Can you find 3 8 sided dice that are all readable in my pile of unreadable dice? I feel like we got to take a picture of the dice so people can see just how bad my dice collection is.
Yeah. Now I know what to get you for your birthday.
Yeah, all my dice I can read. It's dice that I give for company.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where would Randy ever get dice?
Why, probably at Rogues Gallery Comics and Games in Round Rock, Texas.
Where?
Well, Rogues Gallery Comics and Games in Round Rock, Texas.
Is that anywhere near I-35?
Yes, it's right off I-35.
Oh, convenient.
Yes. Would you ask, I'd like to ask about our graphic novel selection?
I really would.
Bo's doing a lot of math because Bo is doing the biggest hit of the entire game here.
27.
Yeah, 27 points. Well, now it's bloodied. you stab the crap with your electro staff out of the psychic badger. And he makes a very satisfying, jolty sound and burning hair smell.
Is this what Hunter Thompson thought he saw in Circus Circus? It feels like this is what he was seeing.
Badgers. Let's see. The one with the flail is going to attack the guy who just electrocuted the shit out of him. And that is a 24.
Yeah, that is.
Okay. So that does 14 points, but you subtract 5 because you're a swarm thing, so that's you good. Take 9.
I'm down to 1 HP.
Okay, and you are dazed. No, wait, sorry. Slowed. You can only move 2.
Hmm.
Which is really slow because you're a speedster.
Yes.
All right. And then the other one is going to swing at... who is that?
Persis Kimbata.
I'm unconscious.
Then. Oh, well, then it's going to move over and swing at Hawk. And roll a 1. So it misses.
Please, woo.
Okay. And now it is Douglas Fairbanks' turn. Douglas Fairbanks.
All right,
Yeti.
I shall ride in and charge. but I think I already used that thingy. So I guess just normal type, smack him in the face.
Okay. So what are you hitting him with?
An anecdote about Errol Flynn.
Yeah. I remember one night he picked up 2 16-year-olds down at the Brown Derby.
It's actually a support beam for a crane.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So 12 plus 20?
20 is it.
Jeez, 14.
14, and that is the damage one. Yep, he is down. You have clobbered him.
Yay!
Yeah,
it's all right.
The one that got
there's one badger remaining, and Hawk, it is your turn.
Yay.
He's right next to you.
Maybe I will get to do something.
Don't fuck this up, Hawk.
19.
That's nice. All right, that's definitely a hit. How much damage is your melee? I don't know.
Well, what am I doing?
I figured you were just hitting with your melee attack.
Oh, yeah, my melee. Okay.
Which, I don't remember what your melee is.
It's a little hot water here.
Oh, that's right. The hot water tank. That's right. Honest chain.
So 19 plus 4 is 23.
That's definitely a hit.
Yeah.
And roll damage.
And then my, this one.
6.
That's
a 9.
That's a 9.
It was upside down.
9-11.
9-11.
Badger 9-11.
Oh, no, another flashback. It's a 5.
That's actually a flash forward for you, I think.
Oh, wait.
Ooh, so much thermite.
But it's 6 monkeys slap slap.
Oh, you're right. 6 monkeys slap slap was an inside job. the badger is bloodied. And Templeton, it's your go. Your 1 hit point go.
Well, I will...
Give it the black plague.
I'm gonna throw my dumbbell
and blame it on the
okay.
Jews.
Again.
No, the cats, remember? They blamed
but
it on
also
the cats.
Jews. They blamed it on everything except the rats.
Okay, that is a mess. All right, it is the badger's turn. It is going to attack Hawk, who is having a 9-11 flash forward. And, ooh, that is probably a hit. 22.
I feel like we're about to have another unconscious member of the team.
Let's see, 7 points of damage?
I have 1.
Wow, there's a lot of ones.
Yeah.
All right, Douglas Fairbanks.
All right, gonna rush in and do the things where I smack him in the face.
All right, you are flanking. You have a plus 2. You're opposite your ally. So
oh, nice.
Yep. That is a critical hit. All right.
So I roll these things.
Yep.
Twice.
Double damage and double modifier.
All right. 8, 16.
Whoa. Okay.
Plus 6. And then
so 22.
Plus
yeah.
12.
All right, what is your... What weapon were you using on that one?
Oh, that was the boom mic.
Oh, the boom mic, okay.
The crane.
All right, that crane is of no use. You have covered it in blood and badger gore.
Can I clean it off?
So is
can I get a PA to clean it off?
There are no PAs in Gamma World.
What?
I'm afraid, yeah.
The one thing.
Yeah,
I'm
one
talking
thing.
To my union rep about this.
All right,
this is BS.
Yeah.
SAG, I'm not paying attention.
All right.
Well, we need to hole up and rest.
Yes, well, that takes care of those badgers. You guys can all hole up and rest. Take some time. Some of you don't have a choice. You're already resting.
Somebody wake me up so I can rest.
All right. Everybody can get your hit points back.
I cast narcolepsy on myself.
So do I have to... Can I look for another weapon then if that one's...
Yeah. You can look for weapons.
Yes. When we've recovered, I want to go to this thing.
Yeah.
There's
a spaceship
the
in the middle of the
all right.
Board.
So yes.
Oh, well, do you make it a...
It's the machine that goes beep. Duh.
Okay, so after you guys have used your Omega Tech items, we haven't done this before, you need to roll a d20. On a 10 or higher, you get it back. On a 9 or lower, it gets discarded.
I got a 10.
16.
I had a 1, so I'll
I got a 1.
The Sentinel Orbiter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, just discard. I'll take the discards.
Yep. Do we roll them for both our?
For both, if you use them, yes.
Yeah, because we have 2 Omegas, so we roll for
yep.
both.
Yeah, roll if you use them, but only if you use them.
What do you mean if I haven't?
Did you use it in the last fight?
It's all right.
I lost both.
Mine.
I
did not.
Yeah.
Okay, so the good news is when you guys wake up and go exploring that area, Everybody draws an Omega Tech card because you find some stuff in that.
So do I get to have three active Omega
Tech cards? If you, yeah, if they're still charged,
oh,
yes.
Awesome.
Oh, cool. I got a cognition anchor.
I love this. Electro flail.
Electro flail. Ooh,
all right, girl. About the electric stuff over here. Mine is, it says, this mottled ceramic ring lashes back at enemies that make mental attacks against you. It's a encounter, some weird symbol, and then psychic. I don't know what that means.
Encounter basically just means you can use it once per encounter.
Yeah.
Weird symbol means monkey slap slap, I'm going to say. I don't actually know what it means, but it doesn't really matter.
And it's a psychic power.
And the psychic power.
It's an immediate reaction, range, 10 range.
I believe this weird symbol is actually probably where it comes from. Which isn't really relevant except in games terms, whether it's from the super futuristic nation of Ishtar or the machine state of Z or
the grand continent of who cares.
So basically, I have whenever somebody attacks me with a psychic ability or whenever I get damage from a psychic ability, yep. I actually take half damage.
Boy, that would have been useful.
That would have been handy.
And I get a +2 power bonus to will until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
I need everybody to roll 2d10s. And roll it like a percentile dice. So tell me one of them, make one of them the 10s.
85.
Okay. And one of them the 1s. 85. All right. You find cellophane tape. You find a roll of cellophane tape.
Yes. So 22, I guess?
22. You find a camera flash cube.
71.
You find a radar detector.
Nice.
25.
And you find a vacuum cleaner.
Yes! To vacuum up all my
Hey, Chris, what happened to that feathers? Sucks? Aren't you going to say that sucks?
That sucks. Let's go back to the village and fix that car up. I've got a radar detector.
And I'll vacuum the rug.
And if I had a camera, I'd take a picture of you doing it.
But instead, I'll just hold up this flash cube.
Wait. Can I get rid of my stinky ability yet, or am I just...
You have to roll a 1 to mutate out of your stink ability.
Man.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I rolled a 1 on that.
Your stink ability's pretty good. It's just you got to be careful to stay away from your allies.
Yeah.
You're gross, dude.
And we're talking about games here.
It's not as good as...
You should have been Clark Gable.
All right. I'm going to use my psi object reading for this thing to see if I can tell what the fuck it is.
Okay. Yeah, this actually, you think you get a flashback to the way back when, or maybe to where it originally was. And this looks like a fusion engine from a spaceship.
Wow.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, that's actually you guys, what you basically just raided was the overhead compartment. There are a few bags in there. One of which is marked J. Padalecki, and has a note that says you can pick this up at the gate.
What? No one told me I could pick it. Trash.
I knew it.
And it basically looks like this was part of a spaceship that was torn apart when the great mistake happened.
Wow. So I'm going to use my mechanics to check and see if there's anything we can pull out of it that might be usable for us or helpful for us.
Okay. Give me a mechanics roll. Now, you guys did... The Omega Tech you got was from this part. So, like, you grabbed a bunch... All that Omega Tech stuff you grabbed was out of the compartments and that kind of stuff. So,
I'm looking into
you're looking at the actual engine. Yep,
dude, sure. We need to take this back to the village and hook it up to that car. Then all we need are wheels.
Mechanics is 9, but I rolled a 5.
Okay, so 14. Yeah, nothing you can think of right now, but you do think if you could somehow get this thing out of here, and you do have two Yetis, or two Giants.
True.
You might be able to take it back to the car. This would be the power source. Then you just need wheels and a drivetrain and
forgot about the car.
Control system.
Jesus. All right. So do we want to do that, or do we want to keep looking through this building?
At some point. All
right.
Pick it up on the way back.
Yep.
I'm schlepping.
There is a little passageway if you guys would like to continue on that passageway.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm not unconscious.
That is the flip side of the map if you want to flip the map over.
The stuff with the map with the blue stuff.
With the blue stuff, yep.
Oh, blue stuff.
Sweet. Blue, I hope it's edible.
Tastes like blue.
Yeah, like anything's edible if you're brave enough.
That's true.
Or a rat.
All right.
I'm already ahead of the game.
Who has nature skill?
I do.
All
right.
Minor, but
everybody roll nature skill.
So it's what you roll plus the number of the
Yes, skill? Correct.
I got 17.
I got 21.
26.
13.
Okay, so everybody but Douglas Fairbanks Which makes sense. He's, you know, he's not from this time, really. Recognize this this blue glowing vegetation as beta moss. It's it grows thickest near areas of high radioactivity.
And it grows next to alpha moss.
And, yeah.
It became irrelevant after they came up with VCR moss.
It's not true. Beta moss is far more fidelis. Fidelity.
And it actually will, it actually, when you're standing near it, it gives you a bonus to your overcharging your powers. And you also will experience an alpha flux, a change of power on a 5 or less instead of a 1.
Okay, so it's so it makes you, but good.
It's mutating. Yeah,
and a sense of euphoria.
And a sense of euphoria.
Well, it does mean there's a bunch of radiation around, but
yeah, so there's
in
that.
World,
yep.
There's a bunch of radiation.
Yeah. But yeah,
radiation.
This cave seems to be full of beta moss.
All right,
does it taste good?
Sure. Yeah, you try it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
I want to try.
It's got a little chalky radioactive taste to it. So.
Chalky.
Yeah,
is that what gives you?
I know exactly what radioactive tastes like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I figure mutant rats.
Well, you did spend that time in Japan.
Hey, yeah. I want to go in a corner and start stinking it up.
All right,
around the beta mouse.
Okay, give me a roll.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Or are you just gonna stay there till you mutate?
Yeah.
Okay, get rid of your. Not that time, but go ahead. Go ahead, get rid of your card and pull a new one. So you no longer stink and now have
a sensitive nose.
Apparently, we're not in Gap World. We're in Ironic World.
I can gain plus 10 power bonus to perception.
Yep.
And ignore the minus 2 penalties when an enemy has concealment.
Okay. All right.
Lame.
Yeah.
So you can smell a little bit better.
Yeah, can I mutate again?
Yeah, sure. Lame. Yeah. All right. So you smell a little bit better and you smell a little bit better.
But then I realize how bad that smells. So now I get shaggy pelts.
Mike Douglas Fairbanks has no nose. How does he smell?
Awful!
Yeah, plus 1 to AC.
All right, there you go. Well, you're a Yeti, that makes sense.
Yeah, that works.
All right. Okay. Yeah, so Douglas Fairbanks is standing over there mutating.
Just like
random. Awesome!
Templeton is eating moss, which gives you a few new tumors.
So if I go there, I can scan in the moss, I can mutate?
Mutate.
Yeah. I want to mutate.
Okay, change your power.
Alright, so I'm going over here in the moss.
Yep.
Do I have to roll?
Nah, you could stand there and roll forever, so.
And so this is the alpha that I'm...
Yeah, change your alpha mutation. Yep.
Alright, my new alpha mutation is... Polar aura. I drain heat from my surroundings, including nearby creatures.
Uh-huh.
It's a minor action, personal. So until the end of my next turn, I gain resist 20 cold, and whenever a creature starts its turn within 2 squares of you, it takes 10 damage, cold damage, and is slowed till the end of its turn.
Okay. There you go.
Hey, Frosty the Snowman, fuck off with that.
I want to mutate, too.
Okay. Change your alpha mutation. Right. I don't know what your alpha mutation is.
It's the giant arms.
Oh, right, the giant arms.
Oh, I like the giant arms.
No, but I have wings.
Yeah, but they're giant muscular wings.
I want something
gamer. It's like, now you have small, tiny T-Rex arms.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't even have this.
What do you have?
Hands of power. You draw on random ambient dark energy in the area and blast it from your... hands.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, you have hands.
You have talons.
Yeah. How do you think you're pulling the trigger on that gun?
Yeah, I figured you're more like Hawkman.
Then you have pin feathers and power.
All right, so you can do a blast.
Yep.
Okay.
Blast.
That's pretty good.
All right. Everyone happy with their new mutations?
Not particularly.
No, but, I'm running out of cards.
I didn't change mine because mine's actually useful.
I'm gonna flip back to the beginning if I keep mutating.
All right, and you guys want to keep you will go through this area. Who has senses heightened right now?
Oh,
do you still have the egg?
What do you mean senses?
I still have the egg.
You still have the egg. Okay. Any kind of perception abilities or anything like that?
Yeah.
You had an enhanced smell, but it's gone.
Well, right? I've still got a 7 perception.
Okay.
So
I just have 2. So.
Okay. All right. Just wondering if anybody had that. Okay. You guys move on. And you're going through the cavern. You go to the belly button of the cavern. And then you go out the other side. And you walk down this sort of natural cavern. And slowly but surely the cavern is starting to look a little more less naturally formed.
So dug out artificially.
Oh, this has had some work done.
Much like you, Douglas.
And, gotta stay young. Gotta stay relevant.
You guys wander into a crater that has some radioactive craters in it.
Nice. A crater with craters,
in it? Yeah, crater. Yeah, sorry, a cavern with craters. There are some crystal pillars that flank a section of the floor covered in a grid of white lines.
I know where we are, guys. This is the land of the lost. It's pylons, right? Pylons?
And there's an enormous metal door on one side of the room that is closed.
I throw Douglas Fairbanks at the door.
I'm the same as you, so I don't think so.
We need a new map.
Yeah.
Sorry, you need a map. Yep. All right. Let's see. Which map do we need?
Randy's map quest.
So the person who illustrated that map.
Yep.
We were just in there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm skipping some encounters. Why? Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is the other side. Okay. Other side.
There you go.
So that's where you are.
That's confusing.
On this side or this side or this side or this
side? You guys are. That side is where the doors are.
This one?
Yep. So you're on the opposite side of that.
Oh. We're here?
You came in from one of those other entryways. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
How about here?
Yep.
Like the that. Cloaca.
Yep.
The cloaca. We're right. In the heart of
America. Right? What? Hawk? Never mind.
Oh, yeah. That's true. She's.
She, he.
All right.
Yes, ha, ha, ha.
All right. Yeah, you guys see, like I say, grid of white lines, some crystal pillars.
Grandmaster Flash, what's going
some,
on?
Some radioactive craters and a big giant door on the other side.
So can I roll for conspiracy to see if I have any understanding of what this is?
Could you fly over that?
No.
I rolled a 3, but
can somebody fly over that?
That's a 12.
Nothing you can think of. No, this... a nature.
Skull and bones never mention this.
If people have nature, this is nature in Gamma World, believe it or not. So.
Okay, I do.
So you can roll. People can roll nature rolls.
20.
Okay.
7.
20.
Okay. You know that the radioactive pits are bad.
Those pits are radioactive.
Everything is radioactive.
Those pits are bad.
They're like that, extra. They're like Padalecki bad.
Okay. Oh. So, trash. The radioactive pits will actually do damage to you. You don't want to wind up in them.
Stay away. I remember once I went camping. By the time I came home, I had radioactive pits. Oh, sorry.
God.
Just shut ask up, Jared Paddle.
All right. Beyond that, you don't know anything about this. The other stuff is not natural.
Hey, that stuff's not natural.
Maybe.
What stuff? The crystalline structures?
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to them and I'm going to science on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you on them?
I'm going to science on them.
Oh, okay.
For science.
Sounds vaguely gross.
13.
Okay. Something about them seems familiar. Like maybe they belonged with that fusion reactor thing you found in the other room.
I do a little psi object reading on it.
Oh, okay. These are charged. These are power crystals.
Nice.
They would store fusion power for various parts of the ship, and then you could if they would store electricity, basically.
Dude, if we find some wheels, we're gonna have the baddest S car in the world.
And the white lines that's there that have fallen there, that looks like basically the control
grid.
Yeah, they would use the electricity of that grid to power things.
Are the crystals currently powered?
Nope.
They are empty.
They are empty.
Maybe we take the crystals and put them in the socket to power them.
Maybe so.
So we do that.
You take them and put them in the socket. You mean the charging grid?
The charging.
Put them on the grid?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They are pretty huge. I'm going to need a strength roll.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Yeti and Giant.
21.
So it's I have a score of 18, but then I rolled a 9. So.
Okay, you have a +4, I believe, on the roll. So 13. Nope. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Douglas Fairbanks comes close to pulling one up, but they are too heavy to move.
Hey, jackass! Why don't we double up on this giant style?
Okay.
Can we try more than once?
You can roll again. One of you is going to have to do the heavy lifting, and the other one can help.
Okay.
So who's doing the heavy lifting?
I've got an 18. What are you?
20.
So
all right. So Chris, you need to roll. Just roll better than 10, and then give him a +2 to his roll.
16.
Okay, so you have a +2, but you did not manage to get very good leverage. So yeah, you guys just aren't able to move it. It's a little too heavy. It's still sort of buried in the ground.
Okay. Is there more than one, though, right?
There are three of them. Then you guys have tried them all. They're pretty.
Is there anything as an electrokinetic hawktoid that I can do?
Well, they store electricity.
Can I?
Ooh. Yeah, but then we can't move it anywhere. So.
Do you want to try firing some electricity at the pillar?
Sure.
Okay. When you light up your electricity, they start sparking. Makes you all a little nervous. But the sparks don't actually...
Everything makes me nervous, so.
It doesn't actually hit anybody. It doesn't do any damage. But they start sparking, and...
Pink Floyd music.
The
Welcome to the planetarium.
And the electricity...
The Wizard of Oz starts playing on a screen.
Your electricity zaps into the control panel, the control grid, and it lights up with electricity. You feel like if anybody was standing on that, you would electrocute them.
Douglas?
Would you
like to stand on that?
Would you like to fly over it?
No!
So where are we?
You guys are right over there.
Right where you were.
Yeah, right on that map. You're on the other side of the look.
Yeah. So can we fuck this, guys.
And you go around. Okay.
Around the whole
so you walk through and you get to the big giant doors. They are titanium alloy doors, security doors, and you see a control panel at the charging grid.
Is it the same one as the one that was upstairs?
No, much tougher.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, you think the control panel in the center of the grid might control these doors.
Oh.
Are you sciencing?
Yeah, but I only made a 14.
Okay, go ahead and move yourself over to the console. Is everybody else where they are? Just out of curiosity?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity.
So you're in the middle there, Bo. That's where the control console is. It's
This?
Yep, that is a console.
I thought it was electrified.
Only when Sarah powered it up.
Okay.
So depowered already.
Yep. All right, you can make another science check for me if you'd like.
Science that shit up, Bo.
Captain, these readings are illogical.
7 and 6, 13.
Okay. A burst of electricity bursts out of the control panel when you fail that roll. And you take 7 points of electrical damage.
Oh.
Guys, I don't know how to say
this. You only take 2, because you're a swarm of mutated rats.
I think Gamma World might be a little dangerous.
A little?
Would you like to try again?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Would you like to use Clippy? Yeah.
I see you're trying to open a security door.
Yeah, in fact, I run off the grid.
All right.
I'm like, nope.
Are you Daryl Hannah?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's who I became.
Is there an alternate way we might be able to open these doors, like through strength?
You think with strength you might be able to. It'd be really difficult. You could also, if you spend some time, probably blast through them, but it might take quite a bit of time.
Or what about not through them?
There is another exit over here. Right?
Well, one of you other idiots could try taking the... Try the control power.
You've got the highest.
Yes, I do have the highest, but probability works in mysterious ways when you're rolling dice.
Yeah.
Also, some of us may be resistant to electricity.
I'll do it.
Oh, that's true. You are resistant.
Right? Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
So roll like 18 times until you get it right.
6.
All right. You take no electricity because you're immune to it. But that does spark, and the security door shorts out and sort of half opens.
Nice.
Which means that anybody who's your size, you guys could squeeze through one at a time.
I am a tiny hawk.
Well, I could squeeze through like
I'm just the bird.
20 to 40.
Yeah, you can squeeze through as fast as you want. Yeah, yeah. So who's going first, I guess?
I'll go.
Okay. We're going to need the other map that is on the flip side of this, I believe.
I'm going to have to take a lot of map pictures for this, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You mean the map pictures we have not taken at all?
Yes, that I will be taking.
Okay. All right, sure. All right. Wait, so that's where you go in.
Yeah.
Wait, which one are you? Are you that
a
thing?
Hawk.
Yeah.
The one with the beak.
The one that's a hawk.
The one that looks like a bird carrying a gun.
I just keep forgetting that.
All right, in these of those little alcoves, will you please put a robot?
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 Yep.
In here?
Yep.
Hello, robot.
Ooh, are you a friendly robot? Are they wearing hats?
If
so, what color?
Sort of.
They're wearing rice paddy hats.
They look like that. They sort of like a little tin hat.
Like
tin robot.
Frisbees.
Yeah, little frisbee hats. Yeah. They're floating.
They do kind of look like Viet Cong.
What kind? What Viet Cong did you see? All right,
the generalization kind.
And I'm gonna need initiative from everybody because the robots heard you guys out there.
Because we were yelling.
Shit. 14.
11.
Actually, 0, technically.
Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ, I do not know what it is with main initiative rolls.
Yeah, what'd you get?
11.
Okay, versus?
0. I rolled a 1 and I have a negative.
No, you get 1. You can't get lower than 1.
Aww.
Not that it matters. 0 would you be going the exact same time. So, let's see. Douglas, you will go first.
Okay, I'm going to use my little super boots.
All right.
My Nancy Sinatra's.
Okay.
That one doesn't speak to me. We'll try this one. Oh, I am immobile until the start of my next turn.
Okay, so that didn't work so well.
All right, so I guess I'll just shoot at one of them.
Okay.
18.
18 against the bot is a miss.
Pew! All right. Well, okay. I tried all my options.
Over, man.
All right, the robots go. And,
What do the robots go on?
They go on a 12.
Okay.
Which is right after Douglas Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're going to move in, so go ahead and move them all around, you guys.
Yeah.
And who's up front?
Moi.
And moi.
Versus and
okay.
Moi.
So versus, two of them reach out at you. Let's see, that is a 24, which I believe is a hit, and a 25.
Ooh.
My armor class is 24.
Okay, they got you.
Okay.
So you take... 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus.
And then 10 points of damage. And they have you grabbed.
I am bloodied.
Okay.
You are grabbed.
All right.
That is not good.
And Hawk,
mm-hmm.
You take 8 points of electricity damage.
What kind of, I guess it's not psychic attack.
It's not.
Oh, damn it.
Which means you psychic take none, because you have 10 resistance.
Oh, it's gamble.
And then you take...
I'm invincible.
Then you take 7 points of electricity damage, which is nothing new to you. And then you take 6 points of physical damage, which you actually take, and you are restrained as well. They've got you... One of them has you grabbed. All right.
I was a POW man. Bring about a lot of shit.
All right. You guys see there are light panels flickering and buzzing here. This is all clean and steel and ceramic. There's machines humming and blinking in the center of the room. There's robots broken. Some robots are functioning. You can hear the sound of hydraulic lifts from the adjoining chambers. So this appears to be a functioning robot factory.
I bet that's where they built that robot we saw.
You know, I'd like to point out to everyone those robots weren't actually doing any damage to anyone in the world, and the point of this entire encounter is lost on me.
It's to kill shit and take their stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
spoken
actually
like
true.
A guy who's not down to 3 hit points.
Templeton, is your go.
I'm going to swarm me under here.
Yep.
And attack this guy with my Omega tech, which is a electric tangler.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And so...
Sounds like a Prince album.
it probably will be. Let's see, that's 27?
27 is definitely it.
And, I need...
D6?
There's a wolf at the door.
It came in from the cold.
The sound
is dying. 14.
14 points of damage. That will destroy that bot.
Sweet.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Woo! So they're not right. The toughest bots. In
no, they're pretty fragile. Hawk.
Yes.
It is your go.
I'm gonna use one of my funky.
You should move out of the way.
Except she's grabbed.
I know, yeah. She's just trying to get free.
Can I use anything?
Yeah, you can attack, you just can't move.
Huh, let's see. I wanna electroflail. That seems appropriate.
Alright, yep.
Okay, so
does grabbing just reduce
effectiveness? You can't move and you have a -2 on your attack roll. But other than that, you're good.
Electroflail is what I prefer to do at wedding dances.
Of course.
Actually,
yeah.
I think Electroflail was the follow-up album from Prince.
On my next turn, I'm going to use the funky chicken.
So, okay. I rolled d20.
Yep. Plus whatever your stuff is.
All right.
What'd you roll?
A 4.
That is probably no matter what the pluses are, I think that's probably a miss. Yeah.
No.
All right, yep. The electroflail
failed.
Just...
Electro failed.
Flail failed. Yep.
It made a soft landing in the market, just like Prince's Electro.
It's because he doesn't believe in the internet.
It's because he's Jehovah's Witness.
Versus.
Yes, I am going to panic and run and scream a lot.
No, except that you're restrained. You can't run.
Good. Damn it.
You can scream and panic.
All right, so I guess...
Only one of them still...
So that cold power...
Stand up and fight like a telekinetic giant, for Christ's sake.
That cold power, it says it resists a creature within 2 squares of me. That would also affect everybody else, right?
It would, yes.
Okay, so I'm not going to do that.
But it would get a whole... 2 squares is pretty much everybody, right?
No, it would, but everybody would take 10 damage. So
that's probably true. Yeah, that's probably not the best idea. Yeah.
10 what kind of damage?
Cold.
Oh, I got, like, shitloads of cold resistance.
Yeah, but these
you're a Yeti.
Yeah, no.
All right, so I guess I'm going to... so if I use Brick Bat, I could hit these two?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do that.
Okay.
So I roll...
That is, yeah, plus your strength, plus your level, so plus 6 or plus 5.
Okay, so...
And plus your weapon accuracy.
Wait, what?
It's your strength plus your level plus your weapon accuracy, and your weapon is...
So 18 is strength, level is 1, weapon accuracy...
It's on the flip side. Whatever your melee weapon is should have an accuracy.
2.
Here, let me see.
I don't know what's happening.
It's, let's see. Your heavy melee has an accuracy of 2, so you have a total of plus 7 on that roll. And you said you rolled,
rolled a... 9.
You rolled a 9?
So 16.
16. Okay.
Not too heavy.
I believe 16 does hit. So you need to roll for the other one.
Okay. And I rolled an 11.
That is definitely going to hit. Okay, you destroy both of them, actually.
Sweet.
Nothing I liked better than the smell of
dead robots.
All right, that is 2 robots left. And it is Douglas Fairbanks' turn to shine.
So I can't really do the sleepy thing right now, can I?
What is the sleepy thing?
No, sweepy thing.
Oh, sweepy thing. Yeah, you can. Are you next to 2 of them?
No.
Oh, then no. But you could move.
Yeah, hold on. My boots are moving. All right.
That's just what you call
them. We just call them boots.
I think I bought a pair of those at Adult Megaplex 1 year.
So I think you want to be, if you want to use your sweep, you want to be next to both of them, right?
I can't, though, because that's in between.
But you can go right next to the hawk.
And that will count?
Yep, that's within, that's 2 squares.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, all right, so I've got 5. All right, Randy, what would mine be?
So you're plus.
Randy, do our homework for us.
Damn, guys.
your plus is plus 8.
Okay.
Figure it out for us,
27.
27, yep.
And 24.
Yeah, okay. You smashed both the robots. They're smashed.
Yay, no more robots.
All right.
I hate robots.
Yep. Yeah, they did a lot of damage, but they were just minions, and therefore all you need to do is hit them.
Okay.
All right. You guys have a robot factory here.
And a chance to sleep.
Let's see if we get to sleep. Wag.
Let's just start a small business. People still need robots.
Where's the small business RPG?
I'm writing it now. All right. Do you guys want to rest?
Yeah, okay. Definitely Baldy does.
Okay, so everybody can get back to full hit points.
Okay, good, because I felt I was a little tense.
I can tell.
And everyone can draw an Omega Tech card.
Woo!
Oh, and anyone who used your card needs to roll. If you roll a 10 or better, you get to keep it.
I still not use my card.
Yeah.
Except for the original All-Seeing
Egg. Okay, so it has full charge.
What about the All-Seeing Egg, though?
Have you used it?
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Unstable Vibroblade. That sounds awesome.
All right, sorry. Yeah,
so you roll, if you roll a 10 or better, it still works.
This malfunctioning device generates a sword-shaped force field that can cut through almost anything. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah,
unstable is the best part. Unstable weapons are the best kind of weapons.
I have always said that. Wow, it's a fuck-upable lightsaber. I love it.
I have an Ishtar hand rocket. This shiny gun grip is attached to a thick tube-like barrel that emits a small explosive projectile.
Thick tube-like.
It's a single hand ranged that is powers consumable and fire. One area burst 1 within 20. I don't know what that means. It says target each creature in burst. It's level plus 6 versus reflex. And to hit is 4d8 plus intelligence modifier plus twice your level fire damage.
Okay.
And the target is pushed 2 squares.
That's a one-use fireball, basically.
Oh, sweet.
I got an eternal light.
Uh-huh.
And it's exactly as it sounds.
It's an eternal light.
I don't know what that is.
It lasts forever.
Forever, okay.
Yeah. Which sucks if we're trying to be stealthy.
Well, in a 10-square radius... I don't think this robot factory has an electricity problem, so.
I got cerametal armor, so it basically just keeps me from being knocked down.
Wait, your armor is metal and made of Cera?
Yeah, Michael Cera armor. I don't get what the big deal is.
They finally found a use for him.
And so it keeps you from being knocked down?
Yeah, it says you aren't knocked down or subject to force movements from the triggering attack. In addition, you gain resist 5 to all damage against that triggering attack.
Oh, wow. So basically you can resist 1, you take 5 less damage from 1 attack.
Yeah.
That's pretty handy. All right. You guys also find in here some control panels, some hydraulic lifts. That's what you were hearing. A bunch of steel lockers. That's where you found the Omega Tech.
So a melee 3 attack, does that mean I'm
within three people? Within 3 squares.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's got range. Mm-hmm. A little bit of range.
Take a little bit of damage.
You guys also find, you feel like you could probably scavenge a lot of the stuff here and make a drivetrain for that car.
Okay.
So all you need now is control. Well, you got control systems here. I guess you need wheels. All you need is some wheels.
Okay.
We saw wheels on
those. A bunch of robots.
We can use robot heads.
Yep.
No, it's not the bus.
The robots that exploded.
Yep.
Wait, the wheels on the bus do go round and round.
Think about it.
Is that a conspiracy roll? The wheels in the bus go round and round. But think about it.
Just as I suspected. 32 flavors.
Nope. The baby beluga is behind this. In the deep blue sea.
I suspect it takes more licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop than the government is telling us.
1, 2, oh, God.
Illuminati owl, man. Don't try to question it.
All right, everybody has rested. Everybody has their new Omega Tech, shiny and ready.
Everybody has referenced pop culture from 30 years ago.
Yep. It's an RPG podcast.
Let's sing I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke. Right?
Well, that did just come in mad.
And next week on Randy Plays Games, Mystery Date.
That was
kind of
beautiful.
All right. So you guys have you got an area here. There is another door. You can get through if you'd like.
Any more intensive scavenging based on rolls?
You have scavenged pretty much everything you can
scavenged
here.
The
yep.
Shit out of
yep.
This place.
You've grabbed everything you possibly could.
Okay. So I guess we go to one of the doors.
Okay. All right.
I want to know what this. Little
I don't want to talk. I don't want to
sing. That's the room. Yeah. I was gonna say.
It's a kolaka.
It's anus.
It's a poop shoot.
Every room has one.
Hawks don't.
Wait a minute, yes, this place is alive!
They have...
Cloacas.
That is not a... I didn't expect to be talking about that.
Hey, they don't have the sphincter to hold it in.
That's true.
Okay.
But they have butts.
So, today we've all learned something about hawk butt.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, they do poop.
So, if you guys will flip over the map...
Again.
These poor map guys. They spent so much time designing these, and we're like gone.
Other side. There we go.
Purple or red?
The one with the red.
Oh. Luckily,
what could go wrong here?
Jones is here, so we'll be all okay.
She dips beneath the lasers.
So, I don't suppose those aren't just lipstick traces across the
Those are not lipstick traces, sir.
Damn it. Or, where are we coming in from?
You guys are coming in from...
I'm guessing this
that
one.
Side, yep.
Okay.
And if you guys will please put on the map these two guys... Right next, right across from the other door.
This way?
Yep. Right next to each other.
Gods.
Yep.
What?
Yep. And then if you'll add, those are hoops.
Oh.
They are mutated rabbits. And then if you'll put two robots on there.
Robots.
Just somewhere near them.
Robots.
All right.
We should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque.
So, except for a space near the door, the floor here slopes toward a central trench that is filled, floor to ceiling, with flickering beams of red light. Two rabbit-like humanoids stand on the other side, flanked by two flying robots sporting built-in rocket launchers.
Oh, shit. I was going to say, yell, come at me, bro. That's
not a bad idea. Near them is a panel of flickering lights.
Hey, can you psychic them?
Can I psychic them?
Yeah, just psychic them.
I mean, I have telekinetic wave, but it won't reach them, so that does no good. I have telekinetic reach, but once again, that's still too far away.
Any of you guys have refractive armor?
Nope.
Nope.
Well, except for fucked.
The hoops yell out hissing voices, intruders, the Iron King will kill you should you get past us.
Iron King? What are you, like, five?
We're role-playing. Nobody's talking to you. So you see that they all have tiny D20s in their...
So this says it as a... My fireball gun says area burst one within 20.
That's within 20, yeah.
Launch it at them from...
You can't hit all of them, but you could hit either one rabbit, one robot, or both rabbits?
Let's hit both rabbits.
Okay. Give me a roll. What is the roll on that?
Level plus six versus reflex.
So okay, this isn't gonna be one, right?
What's that?
Level plus six plus what's your reflex bonus?
I'm hoping for not a one roll.
Yeah, as well, you know, you might mutate again.
No, that's your reflex, which your bonus. Whereas bonus is four.
It's actually their reflex is the defense.
Oh, I see. So it's the first reflex.
So yeah, it's you have a plus seven. So roll a d20 and add seven.
17.
Okay. I need you to roll twice because it's a group. It's a area attack, but that will hit one of them.
There's a 12.
Okay, one of them dives out of the way, but the other one takes the full damage, which is how much?
4d8 plus intelligence modifier plus twice my level fire damage.
So what's your intelligence modifier? I think it's a plus
four.
Okay, so plus six. So 4d8 plus six.
Okay, so...
Which is a lot.
Here. What? Oh, okay.
How many
I'm going to keep my eight.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I said eight plus five plus six plus one.
19 plus...
Oh, plus...
your intelligence modifier,
four. So plus six. Yeah, it was six total. So 25 points of damage. Okay, well, you evaporated one of the...
Plus my level fire damage.
Yeah. It was twice your level.
Okay. Yeah, that would be two.
Yeah, okay. you evaporated one of the hoops. It goes up in a puff of flame. The other one dives out of the way, and now we'll roll initiative. Oh, and you need to turn that. I think that's one use, so that goes under your megatech. It's gone.
I did.
All right.
15.
11.
5.
All right.
18. Or 17, sorry.
All right.
I swear to God. I don't know why I always fucking...
Your initiative rolls.
My initiative rolls... traditionally, like in all RPGs I tend to play, I always roll low on it. Which is fine, because I, you know, generally towards the end of the round, I end up killing something.
That's true, you're good at the killing. The last to go.
That's my favorite part of playing games.
I have picked up on this. From your choice of characters.
All right.
I was kind of disappointed I didn't get the win.
Versus, it is your go. You initiated combat by fire blasting them to death.
All right, so here's my question.
Yep.
Is there anything else in here on our side that looks like it might do something to stop these laser things?
The control panel seems to be on the other side.
Wait, this control panel?
Yeah.
That was in the direct path of the fireball?
Yeah, but I don't... Actually, okay, you know what? That's a reasonable point. Yeah, I'm going to say the laser grid shuts down as the control panel's been blasted away. Well done, Joe.
Suck it on that, Rabbit.
Hey, I did it. He just pointed it out.
Well done, Joe and Chris.
I'm just the one with not the big brain card that saw that.
All right, so yes, the lasers are down. So Versus, right. It is your go.
All right, so I am going to take a run towards the robot and Rabbit over here.
Okay.
So I have how much movement?
You have six.
All right, so I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then I use my telekinetic blast, that wave that should hit both of them. It says five range.
But first, I need an acrobatics roll.
Really?
Because as you run, you notice the floor is sloped down and really slippery.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. All right. So I have this Fizz Neurojack that says... It's an encounter power. I gain a plus two power bonus to athletics checks.
Yeah, you need acrobatics.
So not acrobatics? Nope. Okay. So.
What is your acrobatics skill?
Negative one.
Okay. It's a relatively easy roll. Just roll it.
All right. 17. So
that's
16.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
All right. So now I roll to attack those two guys.
Telekinetic wave.
Telekinetic wave.
All right.
I roll a 12.
That will miss the hoop, but now roll for the robot.
11.
And that will miss the robot.
No modifiers on those?
Yeah, what are your modifiers?
Oh, yeah.
Intelligence plus level plus fortitude.
So 5 versus 4. So add plus 5 to both those rolls. I didn't know. I thought
17 and 16.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different. That's actually a hit on both of them.
Sweet. All right, so it's...
didn't realize that was unmodified.
26 plus intelligence, force damage, and push target.
If Chris gives you a roll, you can pretty much think that was the unmodified roll.
Yeah, pretty much. So I rolled 3 for one of them, plus the intelligence...
Now we're cooking plus with level, Crisco.
Which is plus 4.
Yep.
And then the other one, I roll a 6 plus okay. 4. So
7 and 10?
Yeah, and then they both get pushed 3. Is this a closed door?
It's a closed door.
I would say they both get pushed... Wait, is it pushed? Yeah, 3. So did they take damage from being blasted against the wall?
No damage in this case, but they are both knocked prone.
Okay.
Beep.
But he's back here.
Okay. what's the number on that robot?
4.
Okay. All right. Douglas Fairbanks.
All right, I'll try my magic boots. All right, so I got an extra...
Is that a D4 that you roll for those?
Yeah. your speed increases by the number that I roll, so...
3?
Yeah. I can move 9 this time?
Yep. And you need 1, an acrobatics, 2, 3, even with magic boots.
Oh, do I move first?
Yeah, well, as you go through, so you need a... You need
okay,
a,
so I was here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
That 7. Doesn't seem good.
What's your modifier?
0. So 7?
No, your acrobatics is a 1.
Your acrobatics is a 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you got an 8. You need a 9, so you are prone in the middle of the floor. Oh.
I keep saying, why can't you make your rolls? These magic boots all right. aren't
The robot goes.
The robots. the connection, folks.
All right, the robots launch their rockets.
I don't like the sound of that.
One of them fires the center of the room at you two.
Wow!
And the flashy lights tell us we had a crit.
Yeah, I rolled a 20.
Didn't you win that one for me from a Leog?
No, this was a Christmas present.
Yeah, because I gave that out at Christmas one year for the big Leog.
No, this was a Christmas present from Chris Nicholas, Uncle Staple.
Because okay. I remember right. I gave it to somebody. I don't remember who it was.
All right, so this is going to be a lot.
Shit. Wait, but isn't one of the robots prone? Does that not matter?
Yeah, one of the robots is prone.
Oh, you're right.
The okay. one that rolled a 20.
Yeah, I'll take it from the other one because it doesn't help you guys. let's see. That is 20 points of damage.
Okay.
To both of us?
Yeah.
Wait, split up?
No.
Damn it.
No. Yeah, please.
And you guys, you both slide 2 squares, so slide 2 away from them. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a rocket. And the other one comes out at... Templeton and Hawk, and okay.
Yeah, that looks like a hit too.
Let's see. There is a minus because it's prone. 24 reflex probably hits everybody. Yeah. Okay, but it's not a crit, so you guys take.
Wait, who's taking?
Sorry, the other two.
Oh, okay.
You guys take 8 points of damage.
Trade you.
Now, okay. And that's a group. That's a. It's a burst damage, mm-hmm. which I think you're vulnerable to. I think you take 5 extra damage from that.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the payoff for the 5 vulnerable that you're... Mm. So, yeah, you take 13 total.
All right. Does the rocket launcher count as psychic damage?
No. The good news is those rocket launchers are empty now. Those are one-shot weapons.
Oh, nice.
So they blew their load.
Who's bloodied?
I'm definitely bloody.
I think we all are.
Yeah. No, I'm one point shy.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I'm 1 point shy.
Okay. Templeton.
Well, shit. I wish these guys had come up a little. Let's see.
I don't see why you haven't used your best ability yet and talked to the cops about what these guys are doing.
And I need an acrobatics from you, Bo. Actually, I might not, because your acrobatics...
I have a 10 modifier. Yeah.
Your acrobatics is a 10, yeah. Right.
I got this. All right, I will go ahead. I'm going to try my Tangler again.
Okay.
Because yep. That was fun.
Yep.
Oh, wait. So did this go into my damage? Does it knock me down?
Oh. Yeah.
27.
So you can move back and take 5 less damage.
Ooh.
27 is definitely a hit.
We would occupy the same space, so what would we do?
Scoot him 1 away from you.
Okay.
9,
15,
22.
Okay, robot go boom.
Boom!
Here comes the...
All right.
Dynamite.
So you have destroyed that thing with your Omega Tech. And Hawk. Oh, no. Sorry, the hoop goes. The hoop fires its...
The great thing is this weapon, it comes out from a belt. So as you're just, like, holding a belt up.
Let's see. You guys are both down. He's going to fire at the rat swarm. Because it's getting close and making them nervous. And that is a 16 versus AC. So that's a miss. All right. Now it is Hawk's turn.
Yes.
Can I tease the robot with my diamonds?
Your diamonds? What?
Yeah, they're like 40 carats.
I need to move.
One, so, again, two, I must ask, four, are you five, flying?
Six.
Just fly already!
Fly, you stupid bird!
This joke is not funny anymore.
I take a tab of acid.
This is your moment.
Yeah.
I'm flying.
All right, yay!
Okay. Can I fly? How far can I fly?
You can fly six, just like your regular move.
Okay.
I thought you said just like a regular
bird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Your range attacks will work, but do you have Omega Tech?
Is this range? I can't tell.
I don't know. Let me see. Hand to Bo. He will look at it.
Yes. the Eternalite, this is the Eternalite. It's not a weapon.
Oh. I meant to pick up this one. The gun. That's range.
Weapon. It's range, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Okay. Use your ranged right. attack.
Alright, so it does. This,
okay.
Light him up!
So, I. Okay, 4d8 plus wisdom.
That's your damage.
What's the to hit
what's
on
the
there?
What's the
to hit? Yeah.
The what?
The attack.
When it says hit, what does it say?
Or
that, I'm reading where it says hit.
What about attack right above it?
Attack, yeah.
Yeah.
Level plus 6 versus will.
There you go. Okay. So roll a d20, add 7.
Okay.
And are you shooting at the robot or the hoop?
Oh, I'm going to hit the hoop.
Okay.
So add 7 and then your...
okay, 15.
Dex mod.
That's a hit. 15's sweet. A hit. You're good.
Yeah, this thing is dead.
So okay. Roll damage. What is the damage?
4d8.
Okay.
Yeah. You're probably going to...
What gun is this?
I can do it. Just tell me.
I'm just handing you the 8-sided die.
What is here. This what is this gun called again? I remember you telling
me. It's cracked ray gun.
Right, cracked ray gun.
It's some guy named Ray who's on crack.
He's got a gun.
No, it's Ronald Reagan on crack.
3 plus 2 plus 7 plus 2. So that 14. Is 14.
And is there a plus on that as well?
Wisdom modifier.
Okay.
Plus 5.
Okay, so 19. All right. You did not quite destroy the hoop, but it is very badly injured.
Wait. It was 9 plus 5. It's 14.
Yep, plus 5, 19.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not quite dead.
He's almost. You almost got him, but he's got a couple of hit points hanging on there.
Oh, okay.
Specifically 3. all right. It is now Versus' turn.
Sweet. All right. I'm going to move right up to the center of them.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my minor action, the Polar Aura.
Okay.
Which is... Now, does that count as, like, my full action, or can I still do something after that?
What does it say on there? Is it a minor
it
action?
Until the end... yeah, minor action.
Then minor action. So you're going to attack.
All right. So I turn that on, which means... it says, until the end of my next turn, I gain resist 20 cold, and whenever a creature starts its turn within 2 squares of you, it takes 10 cold damage and is slowed to the end of turn. So
got at
the beginning of their next turn,
they're going to freeze.
They're probably going to die.
Okay.
So in the meantime, I'm just going to bash the shit out of the robot.
Fair enough. All right. Give me a hit with the bag full of omnibus graphic novels.
All right. So I roll for 12, and plus 7.
Is a 19.
Yeah.
That's a definitely a hit. Yep. Right. Roll damage.
Oops, what does that say?
6.
6, plus 5, so.
11 points?
Yeah.
All right. That does not destroy the robot, but it does weaken it.
Okay.
All right. And it is, in fact, I think it's been bloodied, so. All right. Douglas Fairbanks.
Time for my magic boots again.
Don't get close to it, because you'll take cold damage.
I can't move. My magic boots. My magic boots won't let me move.
Magic boots! Don't fail me now! All
right, so I guess I'll use my heavy ranged weapon at Hibbity Hops.
Okay.
16.
What are you throwing at him?
I Well, I figured I'd pick up my Emmys.
Oh, so it's yeah. another. Okay. It's an award.
You have
okay.
a quiver of awards.
All right. That does hit. Roll damage.
Does seem like a Batman villain.
Well, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. No way. I'm Cesar Romero.
So you wouldn't give the Obie Award to me. Well, I'll use my triple threat.
Oh, I need another D8.
Are you going to do more than 3 points?
Possibly.
No matter what you roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, you finish him.
Never mind.
Yep, you definitely finish off the hoop. All right, and then it's the robot's turn, and it freezes to death.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, you guys have cleared out this room.
Wow.
Hey, I just want to say, I'm having a good time killing shit with you guys.
You know
hey.
What? This is special. It's Milla time.
All right. Flip over to the last map on the other side.
Well, great. Spoiler, Randy.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, did we find any swag?
No swag in that room, I'm sorry.
Unless there was just dead rabbits and robots.
Just a couple dead robots, rabbits, and a laser grid, you know.
Look, Douglas Fairbanks has unique tastes.
This must be where the Iron King lives.
In fact...
Oh, wait. Let me make a...
Oh, right. Roll. Anyone who used their technology roll on this... You didn't, right? Yeah. So for your gun, Sarah, you need to roll...
Technology?
And,
which one?
Yeah.
If we roll science?
Nope, just a D10, D20, and if you roll a 10 or better, it's still working, and if not, it's out of charge.
7.
Sorry, it's out of charge.
Wait, I don't understand. What am I?
Did you use any of your cards?
It means
your Omega Tech cards?
I used the Alpha card.
Yeah, no, so you're just discard the Crack Ray Gun card.
Yeah, the Crack Ray Gun is out of power, sorry.
So does that mean my boots are out of power?
Did you roll and it failed? Yes, then yep. The boots are out of power. No, so you'll have to move around.
Like a normal human being.
They won't allow you to immobilize you any further.
Okay, so, well, if they look cool, can I still wear them?
Yeah, you still wear them. Okay. Yeah, they just don't have any power. They don't have power to hold you back anymore.
Maybe the Iron King will be all like, sweet kicks, man.
Where'd you get the Jordans?
So you guys see a huge mechanized arm hanging from a 30-foot ceiling. There are... machines that run along the chamber's periphery, humming. You see two massive vats swirling with scintillating colors. The fluid appears to move on its own.
Sweet.
You see some hoop warriors and laser bots protecting a large hoop standing on a 10-foot-high platform that has a flashing computer console. He wears a shiny iron helmet.
And his hoop has a hoop.
That must be the Iron King.
Yes. So if you will place a hoop up there on those stair-looking place things.
Hoop.
those. And then off in one of those little containers there's another hoop.
This one?
Sorry, on the side. Yep. And then there's a couple of robots. Just put them somewhere in the room.
Beep boop.
Beep boop.
All right. No, only two.
Nope.
Why was I programmed to love?
So that your ability to feel pain would be utilized.
All right. Well, you see the hoop
so
and the iron helmet.
Program you for disappointment.
This appears to be where the robots have been coming from. You see all the various wheels and treads and all this stuff, and it as you watch, you see one of them sort of rise up out of that vat of what looks like maybe nanotechnology, and drops onto the floor.
Oh, I'm totally one of those.
And then starts rolling toward the exit.
Bye.
We don't get in its way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it rolls past you.
What are you idiots doing?
What's the point of everything? I mean, just like everything.
Oh, let me start. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So first the dinosaurs came.
But they got too big and fat.
The Iron King looks down at you and says, "Why are you in my domain?"
Because... the shopping here is terrific.
Yeah. You got a CPK, bro. CPK.
Yeah. Dude, you're guilty of lazy naming techniques. Come on.
It's the only place they had an Apple store.
He says, kill them, and we'll roll initiative.
Kill them, my evil minions.
Security here, a bunch of assholes.
So it's just like the domain.
Yeah, exactly.
Banana.
6.
8.
My God, 16.
All right.
And we're fucking dead. That means I'm going to miss everything.
And Douglas?
I got an 8.
All right. And the Iron King is going to be going slow. And let's see. All right,
Iron King is many things.
Sorry, but his robots are going to go.
He's not.
No. He's made of iron.
Oh, wait, we didn't really rest up. after the...
No, yeah, we didn't have any damage from the last one.
Oh, no, we did.
Some of you did.
We all did.
Some of you got the crap blown out of you.
Shit, I have one hit.
Remember those robots that get the big old foam buffers?
All right, we go back in time.
Because
no, because he's got a hoverboard.
He's got a hoverboard,
bro. All
right.
Going back in time.
I will let everybody regain 10 hit points.
Thank you.
Wow. It was a long walk through the door.
Yep.
You're so generous, Randy.
I am. I'm a nice guy. I don't want to murder you all.
Quickly.
Quickly.
Not in this murder room.
How much fun would that be? All right. The robots actually go first, and they attempt to kill you by firing lasers at you.
It's better than
So who's up front? The, it looks like Hawk and...
Oh, crap me.
Hawk and Douglas Fairpoint. So, Hawk, is your reflex... Yeah, 21, it hits you. So you take... 14 points of laser damage.
Ooh.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Sorry. For those who can't see it.
It's been a good one.
That was a 20. So you take... that's 5. It's 8. You take 13 points of laser damage.
Nice.
You, but you can take 8, because did your armor still work, or did it go away?
No, my armor's
still working. So you can take 8. And I think that turns that on its side, so it only works one sprint counter, right?
Don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't say anything like that.
Oh,
does
nice.
It?
Okay. Let's see. Immediate interrupt. It is an encounter, so yeah, it only works one sprint counter. Okay, So yes, but the Sarah made armor, armor made of Sarah's has to rest.
It gets tired.
Oh, Michael Sarah.
Michael Sarah's frail.
All right. And now it is Templeton's go.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm disconcerted by the fact a bunch of rats ran over us
together.
That was a weird feeling. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, you guys
fucking you in your sleep. No, it was Jared Padalecki with the bloody asshole.
Yeah, that was not rat related.
It tasted delicious.
That was a champagne bottle incident.
I was scared.
Which end?
Yeah. Never know. Hello. 22.
22 is a hit, and he's a minion, so he goes right down.
Sweet.
All right. So you drop him.
There we are.
Any hit takes him out. So
he splats.
That is one less hoop. And
I'm jumping through so many hoops in this dungeon.
I can't even groan. I've played so many bad puns this game.
Hawk, it is your go.
All right. Let's see. What am I going to do? I'm going to go to Rupert.
Okay.
1, 2, 3,
actually,
4, 5.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. It is Douglas's go. I somehow wrote him down as a robot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Get that iron.
It's hugging time.
Okay.
Do you have a hug attack?
Yeah.
Well, now you have a new mutation. Because you rolled a wall.
Oh, okay. What is your new mutation?
That's my minor thingy. Wings!
Nice! Finally, someone will fly!
Exactly.
God!
Sarah takes every... She looks every game and plays, what's the most useful thing I can do? Alright, I'm going to come up with a personality defect that's not necessary so that's useless.
Otherwise, the game's not fun.
It's not like a,
you know,
a star pilot that's...
The role play is a reflection of the player's soul.
I
think we've learned a lot.
I'm an alcoholic racist and I'm afraid of helicopters.
That's so specific.
And you're a little broken.
Do I step into attack of my regular
thing? Yeah. Like what did you, was the roll for movement?
For a minor thingy.
Oh yeah, then your regular thing you can still do.
Alright.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, 24.
Okay. Are you? Oh yeah, and you're hitting the Iron King.
Yeah.
Alright, 24 is a hit.
Whose cuisine shall reign supreme?
Wait, is this the Iron King?
That's the Iron King.
Oh, okay.
10.
He's a hoop.
10 points.
But
all he's right.
Got a fancy iron hat.
He is not bloodied.
I think he would be.
All right.
Iron Kings usually have a lot of hit points.
Really?
It's how it works.
My experience. It's about Iron Kings, which is extensive.
Right. Versus, it is your go.
If you count this time, then one.
That's more than what I have, yeah. Which actually is also
identical, actually.
All right, so I'm going to, let's see.
I wonder if when he goes to the bathroom, all his minions make jokes about him being on the Iron Throne.
Yep. Okay. So I'm right next to this robot.
Yep.
I'm going to turn on my polar aura.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm going to attack with just my bag full of omnibuses.
Bag full of omnibuses, sure. Why not?
I rolled an 11 plus 7.
That's an 18.
18. That is a hit.
Okay. And rolling for damage, I get a 10 plus 5.
Nice.
Okay, 15 points.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. That will bloody that robot, weirdly. It's not blood. It's that blood.
It oils it. It will sparky him.
Why do I bleed?
All right. That's your go. It is the Iron King. He produces a katana.
Nice.
And pulls the katana out and says, "Your giant furry actorness does not scare me."
Look here, Sagi.
And then he rolls a 1 and misses completely.
Son of a Yojimbo.
Douglas Fairbanks like, "I am no man." They didn't say anything about you being a man.
I am no Yeti.
We're running out of time on this game. I just want to make sure I said that at some point.
Okay, the robots attack. Their lasers are down, so they're going to use their electro jolts. So please move one of them over there to Versus, since they're both there.
Yeah, he's going to get hit.
And let's see. That's a miss. And that is a 13 versus your reflex.
The reflex is 17.
That's a miss. Okay. Then it is Templeton's go.
Wait, was that their turn?
That was their turn.
So
they take 10 points.
10 points of damage.
So one of them is destroyed.
Which one?
Right, the one that was just came in doesn't take it because only when you start in that round.
Oh, okay.
So, but the one that was there does get destroyed. Yep, by cold, he freezes and falls to the ground.
The cold shoulder, huh? Huh, Chris?
He's all like, "All these memories will be lost. Tears in the rain."
All right, Templeton moves in on the Iron King, and
yes, so I'm going to use my vibro blade on him.
All right, then. It's not that. I didn't think it was that kind of game.
That's how that works, Lubby.
You're unstable, vibrably.
It is unstable.
Could this do bad things to you if you roll badly?
It doesn't necessarily say so.
Okay, don't ever get vibro braids discount. Just
oh, I got vibro extensions once.
That looks pretty good.
Yes. 27.
Okay, that is, 27 is a solid hit.
Pretty good, Thurston, for a blade made out of coconuts.
I told you. let's 11, 12, plus 19.
19 points, all right. You cut through his katana and cut him down.
Oh, my God. Butter.
Take that. I take his helmet. Rat kings. Now you're...
Boom. All right. There is one robot left, and it is Douglas Fairbanks' turn.
All right, I'm going to try the... this is probably how I'm going to die.
I still haven't gone.
Didn't I get... No. Oh, you're right, because I jumped him.
Yes.
And then I forgot that I had... Yes. Why don't you go?
Thank you, Brandy.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, wait. I want to go... Wait, is Hoop dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hoop's
no,
dead.
I cut him in half.
I'm going to the robot.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. Robot.
I love how she's the robot.
She's been marathoning Futurama.
I can't say it normally.
Damn robots.
Show up and take my money. Okay. I'm going to just use my regular tank
Fair
attack.
Enough. Yep.
Okay. So that's a 10?
10 is a miss.
Oh,
sorry.
Why did I go?
Oh, wait. Is this still the cone of cold thingy or whatever?
Only when she starts in that turn. And he might turn it off by then. I don't know. Douglas Fairbanks.
All right. So, yeah. I might die. I'm going to overcharge the... Yeah. So, explain this. I'm not able to move freely.
If you don't overcharge... Okay. As a free action, you fly 2d6 squares in a random direction and crash, taking damage.
Okay. So, roll 2d6 first.
Yep. Now, this is bio. What'd you roll?
Oh, I rolled a 9.
And you have plus 4.
Oh.
So you made it.
Okay.
Yeah. You're good at that thing.
All right, so then I will fly here.
Okay.
And then ranged attack, throw something at him.
Okay.
Last robot's got to be a little nervous.
but can robots be nervous? Well, 18 is a hit.
All right. Then 2d8 plus 6.
Okay.
15. Nice.
That destroys the robot.
Hooray.
All right.
And you guys,
you guys own a robot factory and an iron helmet. And
you guys, we own a robot factory. I own a fucking iron helmet.
First off, we turn off the robot making machine. That seems
we fire and we outsource. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I want to see if that nanotech stuff's edible.
And that's the famous last words of Templeton. All right, that will wrap up. That will wrap up Gamma World. I hope you all have enjoyed this.
Fixed the car, right?
You know, you guys have everything you need to make a car, including if you can figure it out, nanotech fats. They can probably build you a much nicer chassis.
Yeah, we're gonna
1.21 gigawatts.
So when next we see you, you might have a sweet ride.
Road trip.
Dude, I totally have a radar detector too.
And that will finish up Gamma World. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening, and maybe we'll return again to this world. Maybe not. We'll see. But next up is a special D&D Rat Queens adventure.
Yep. Sweet.
And after that, we'll return with Spirit of 77.
I'm looking forward to that one.
And we will see where we go from there.
Maybe
thank you.
If you guys bug Jason Murphy and start leaving him messages, please play the Spirit of 77 RPG. Maybe he will find... Okay, fine.
Look, guys, Jason Murphy has a lot of free time on his hands, so bug him a lot.